Hi, this is a dictation for Taylor Merriweather, T-A-Y-L-E-R-M-E-R-R-I-W-E-A-T-H-E-R. Taylor Merriweather is a patient who was originally involved in an accident on 3/14/2021. And she was found to be pregnant. Her initial estimated date of delivery was July 22nd, 2022. However, it has been postponed to October 22nd, 2022. Due to her pregnancy, no MRI could be done. No x-rays, no medications have been provided. She has been ongoing with the issue of the delivery that was diagnosed. She was not aware of the pregnancy at the time of her accident. During this accident, patient allegedly was hit on a driver's side. And she was traveling as a front seat passenger. This impact led to her being some headaches. The pregnancy was present. When she went to the ER, she was diagnosed there as being pregnant. Patient was not aware. She also has reportedly an accident in 2019 where she had a fractured pelvis dislocation. And that case was dealt with attorney Reisman, but it has been all settled down. In addition, the patient started having pain in the neck and the lower back. Neck pain was 3, lower back pain was 6, and knee pain bilaterally was 5. Some pain was reported in the groin area with some radiation to the front of thighs. That was on the first visit that happened on 1/7/2022. The patient has intermittently done some physical therapy. She has extreme difficulty of finding a transport, and her OBGYN is Tiffany and Etherman. And she will continue seeing her for all the medication needs. Currently, her pain in the neck and the lower back and both the knees is only 5. She has got all the back brace, neck brace, tension, traction, knee braces. And patient has been under direction of the OBGYN for medication. She is awaiting delivery, after which an MRI will be ordered. Current pain level is only 4 to 6. ADLs are not greatly affected except for general activity, which is 7. Patient reports no relief in pain. And in system review, patient has headaches, which are only 5, intermittent, and associated with difficulty sleeping, anxiety, depression, and loss of memory, and poor work performance. But they're not associated with any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, hearing, fainting, blackout. They're not associated with any seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration. In the pain and numbness, patient has stiffness of the neck, lower back stiffness, and clicking, grinding, mid back, upper back pain, neck pain, lower back pain. She also has a pain in both the hips, both knees, around 5, and moderate difficulty in walking. In GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, in contents of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other difficulties. GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level. And in the medical history, she is pregnant full term. EDD is October 2022, and no changes in the surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or in the term. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse none. Compliance with the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination: the blood pressure is 111/70, pulse is 75, and pulse ox is 99. Patient, rest of the physical examination same from previous visit of 523/2022, dictation number 0525-043. And along with digestion, the plan is to just continue providing physical therapy 2 times a week for the patients, which has been ordered, and with the traction massage aquatherapy, focusing on the neck and the lower back, knee and hip area, while she will remain disabled for work and housework, replacement and transportation. And the medication will come from her OBGYN. She is advised to call 911 for any issues. End of dictation. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days.